Peter Schweizer, Mitch McConnell benefits financially from the Chinese government while shaping our strategy to counter China. By Robert Krajicek on June 4, 2019. Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and senior contributor at Breitbart News, warned of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's RKY financial ties to China in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Dylan Gwynn. Schweizer highlighted Transportation Secretary Elaine Zhou, who is married to McConnell, as illustrative of what he described as widespread political conflicts of interest between sitting American officials and foreign governments. "The Zhao family are deeply embedded commercially and financially with the Chinese government," explained Schweizer. "The Chinese government essentially set them up in the shipping business. Their ships, these are large cargo ships that transport a large amount of goods around the Pacific. Listen," Schweizer added, "the Chinese government is financing the building of these ships for the Zhao family business. They provide crews for these ships, and they provide contracts to ship steel and other products around the Pacific. The Foremost Group is a shipping business founded by James Zhou, Elaine Zhao's father. The Zhao family business primarily revolves around China, necessitating deep ties to the economic and political elite in China," according to a Sunday published New York Times report. The Zhao family's shipping business started out in the early 1990s with just a couple of vessels, a couple of large cargo ships, said Schweizer. "They now have, by some estimates, 35 or 36, many of those built by the Chinese government. The estimates are that hundreds of millions of dollars in financing is done by the Chinese to build these ships, and that they give them preferential treatment." Schweizer explained, "Business in China is done with a political purpose. The China State Shipbuilding Corporation is controlled by the government, by the Communist Party, and they do business deals with people in the West with the expectation that they will get things in return. The fact that Mitch McConnell's family and Elaine Zhao's family is doing massive deals with the Chinese government. There is no disclosure requirements, and I think that's one of the great problems of Washington today. That things that are not having to be disclosed by the political class," assessed Schweizer. "It is impossible to know how much money the Zhao family made from its business with the Chinese state," noted Schweizer, "because disclosure regulations for politicians, in this case Mitch McConnell, do not require acknowledgement of financial relationships with foreign governments." Schweizer called on the Trump administration to update disclosure regulations to mandate acknowledgement of financial ties to foreign governments for both politicians and officials. "The absence of such disclosure regulations," he added, "undermines America's representative government. We lose representative government as we know it. Because the people they are going to listen are those foreign entities, not the voters back in their districts." Schweizer went on, "What you have in the case of the Zhao family is a family that's deeply embedded with the Chinese government. Angela Zhou, her sister, still sits on the board of the Bank of China. She also sits on the board of an entity that was connected to the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, which is, by the way, one of the largest military contractors in Beijing. This is a company that is essentially helping to build the Chinese Navy, which wants to challenge the United States for naval supremacy by 2030. The way the Chinese government is going to leverage their position in the United States is by striking deals with the family members of American politicians," explained Schweizer. "They don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. They firmly believe, and I think there's evidence to support this, that if they give sweetheart deals to the family members of American politicians, they will get favorable treatment from those politicians. And that's why this stuff needs to be disclosed and come out. Concerns over conflicts of interest among politicians and officials regarding Chin's state interests must be addressed," determined Schweizer, "particularly in light of China as a geopolitical threat to America's global position and value system." The Obama administration executed something called the Strategic Pivot, which was saying around 2010, 2011, "The major military challenge the United States faces going forward is not coming from Europe," recalled Schweizer. "It's coming from Asia, specifically from China. And we spend a large portion of our military budget, specifically, to contain a rising Chinese military. The people in the United States that are developing our strategy to counter China. And, that are passing legislation to deal with the China threat are benefiting financially from the Chinese government while they're making these decisions, warned Schweitzer. It's absurd, and I can't think of an example in American history where anybody would have believed that this is acceptable. Whether this was during wartime, peacetime, the Cold War, anytime. It's a very basic question. If we are concerned in this country that lobbyists are influencing our policymakers, or that a $5,000 political contribution might persuade our lawmakers, can we not at least agree that major, in some cases $100 million plus deals, are going to influence them, too? Otherwise, it should be all bets are off. We should allow them to do deals with whoever they want to without any hindrance. Because if this doesn't matter, nothing matters. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter at @RKrajcik.